Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to a new week at Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and at 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we'd invite you to call right now. If you have something to talk about, maybe a Bible question or a particular personal issue you're dealing with, the number's 844-322-2742, and remember, whether you're listening live or to a delayed broadcast, the number is the same. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Just a couple of passages I wanted to read today I think are very appropriate. One is out of Luke chapter 19. And Jesus has entered Jericho, and he meets Zacchaeus, and they have a conversation. And he says, salvation has come to this house since he, too, is a son of Abraham. And then he makes this statement, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Well, that's everybody. No one comes into this world found. No one comes into this world saved. No one comes into this world spiritually alive. We're born into this world dead spiritually. We're separated from the life of God. We're groping around out there in the darkness, yeah, trying to find meaning and purpose to life, trying to find our way. And it's just impossible for us to do. That's why God had to send Jesus into this world. He came into this world as the light of this world, and in him is everlasting life. And when we come to him, we're no longer lost. We're found. We're found by him. And in finding us, he gives to us the gifts of grace, which are forgiveness and righteousness and holiness and life everlasting, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. So he finds those who are lost, and he saves them. And then in 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul is basically telling his story, how at one time he was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and insolent opponent. But he says, I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And then he says, this is a trustworthy and deserving statement that is deserving and full of acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So he came to seek and to save the lost. He came into this world to save sinners. And again, that's all of us. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we see the problem here. We see what the real problem is. It's sin. That's the problem that's out there in the world. All of these things that we're seeing in headline news, we see the killings, the unjust killings. We see the lawlessness going on in the streets. Those are symptoms of this thing called sin, S-I-N. And if we're going to have a solution to sin, we have to go to the one who's already overcome it, and that is Jesus Christ. He died for our sins. He died once to sin. He was raised. He's never going to die to sin again. The life he lives to God. And when we come to him by faith, we are taken out of our lost condition. We now find ourselves in Christ Jesus, in the light, and we're made alive together with him. Yeah. We come out of this as brand new creatures in Christ Jesus. So if we're going to see solutions happen out there in the world, we got to attack the real problem. Mm-hmm. And that real problem is sin and death. That's the issue. When God said to Adam and Eve, the day that you eat the tree of the good of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. They sinned. They disobeyed God. They went out on their own. They believed the lie of Satan. That's what sin is in its essence. And when they did, they died. And the world has been operating in that realm of sin and death ever since. Now, we would love to make that realm a little bit nicer, a little bit better, but it's still sin and death. What we have to offer as children of God is a person who has overcome sin and death and has a whole new realm for us to experience life in, and that's himself. We We come to Christ. We're placed into Christ. We operate now in the realm of His love and grace. We operate now in the realm of His life, and that's a much better deal. Yeah. So what does God want for people out there? Well, He wants to save those who are lost. He wants to save those who are sinners, and He wants to give them new life through faith in Him. So if we're going to see any real impact out there in the culture, let's be bold and courageous and get this word of God out. Mm-hmm. Let's get this gospel of Jesus Christ out. Why? Because it's the only message that will cut through all the clutter and confusion and actually speak to the hearts of people.
Yes, indeed. Well, Bob, thanks for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for being with us as we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway. We want to hear from you. If it's roughly 5 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it's Basic Gospel Live and your opportunity to call straight through and speak with us at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. You know, without question, friends, forgiveness is the most talked about subject we discuss on Basic Gospel. Without a firm grip on the finality of your forgiveness in Jesus Christ, you cannot grow and flourish in the grace of God. It's just a fact of life. So we want you to have the assurance of your forgiveness. That's why we've created a wonderful new resource for Basic Gospel supporters. It's our new devotional named Forgiveness. We invite you to take the journey into an exciting 30-day devotional to discover the complete and total forgiveness and the fullness of your salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll send you a copy as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel by the 30th, by the end of this particular month. It's the end of our fiscal year. But to add to the excitement, as we approach the end of June, is our Good News Matching Gift Challenge. It's a big deal. $45,000 matching gift that doubles every dollar that you give the rest of this month. $5 becomes $10. $100 becomes $200. Any amount you give, it will be doubled. Please click donate at basicgospel.net and help Basic Gospel meet this Good News Challenge. And again, you can donate at basicgospel.net. You can also mail your gift to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Again, that's 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Friends, we're excited about this matching gift challenge, and as faithful listeners, why, we hope you are too.
Absolutely, and we're excited about the folks that kind of stepped up to the plate and said, we want to commit this money, and we want to do so to challenge the Basic Gospel Nation to step up and to meet our fiscal year in need. And this is a critical time for Basic Gospel. I think it's a critical time for a lot of ministries.
Sure,
out there. We need your help. And we're calling this the Good News Matching Gift Challenge because the world needs the good news. This isn't a time to shrink back from our calling to share about Jesus, to tell the world about His death, His burial, His resurrection, to really take full advantage of the calling on each of our lives to be ministers of reconciliation and ministers of this new covenant of life. So we need your help. We started out the month needing about 200,000. By June 30th, we've whittled that down just a little bit. So we need 180,000. This 45,000 matching gift challenge will move us really a long way down that path of reaching the target. And why is it important to reach the target? So we can continue to broadcast on the stations that we're currently on so that we can continue to get the good news out to as many people as possible. Bob, you and I have talked about 100 times that our job here is to tell the story as often as we can to as many people as we can.
Right, yes.
Hearts are thirsty. Hearts are hungering for truth. They want Jesus. They need Jesus. And my goodness, we have Jesus. Let's make them available. Let's talk about them. Let's lift them up. Let's do what the Bible encourages us to do, to tell the world that Jesus is alive, that He's died for the sins of the world, and that through faith in Him, everybody can receive eternal life. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
Yes.
Let's get that good news out to as many people as possible.
Absolutely. We gave the mailing address a few moments ago. Of course, you can always go and click donate at basicgospel.net. You can also use the Basic Gospel app. Anyway, it's a great way to join us for the Good News Matching Challenge gift. Right now, Bob, we had this call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Yeah, I'm calling about the verse in Hebrews about people who were believers that become apostate. And I wonder if that's the unforgivable sin of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That's a difficult one, because I do believe that once you're saved, you're saved. But I don't think God forces us into being saved or staying saved. And I'd like to hear some different points of view on that.
Well, that's a great question. As far as the unforgivable sin, the only unforgivable sin is really the rejection of Christ Jesus. So a Christian isn't going to commit the unforgivable sin. That's just impossible. Why? Because once a person comes to faith in Jesus, there's a transformation that takes place inside. So he started out the game as an unbeliever. He had an unbelieving heart. And as Jesus said in John 16, he was going to send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was going to convict the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment concerning sin, because they do not believe in Jesus. The world does not believe in Jesus. So that is the root of all sin. Unbelief is the root of all sin. Everything else is just the fruit of that. So what we're seeing out there in the world and the things that we do in our own lives, that's just a fruit of an unbelieving heart. And then when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we get new hearts. So that old flesh is cut away, that evil is cut away, that unbelief is cut away, and now we have a heart that believes. And it's going to be a believing heart eternally. That's just the nature of being a new creature in Christ Jesus. So we're not going to fall away from the Lord. And besides that, we've been made alive, and then Christ has sent his Spirit to take up residence in us. So now we are one with the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is committed to completing the work that he began in us. So we're going to persevere to the end. Yeah. That's just how God has set this thing up. He's rigged it in our favor. We're part of the house, and the house never loses.
So
that's the case for you and me. Now, in Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews is talking about this great salvation, and he basically says anyone who rejects this salvation, he starts this out in chapter 2, anyone who rejects it, there's nothing better coming along. I mean, this is the best gift that anybody could receive. And if you don't think it's of value and you want to wait for God to bring you something better, it's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So get off the fence and receive this good news of Jesus Christ. There were some who were saying, well, we're not so sure that his sacrifice was sufficient to take away our sins. And so we're going to rely on the Old Testament sacrifices. And so they shrunk back. They shrunk back from the good news concerning Jesus and went back to their sacrificial system. So mm-hmm. That's what the writer was talking about in Hebrews 10, that if you continue willfully sinning after receiving the knowledge of the truth, what's the knowledge of the truth? The truth of Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross. That's the whole subject of chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews, is the finished work of Jesus Christ and how his work is so much superior, far superior, to the sacrifices of the old covenant, the blood of bulls and goats. Mm-hmm. They could never take away sin. They could never make the worshipers perfect, the worshipers who drew near to worship. They could never do anything other than remind the people that they were in debt because of their sins. But Jesus, his sacrifice took away sins once and for all. He sat down after his sacrifice was made. Why? Because it was complete, and through his sacrifice, he's made us holy and perfect. Therefore, go boldly into the throne of grace. Well, there were people who were saying, hey, I just don't believe that that's the case, and they were shrinking back. Mm-hmm. So they were rejecting the news about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's the unforgivable sin. There's not going to be a better sacrifice than the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Now, there were some, and I think this is probably what Hebrews 6 is all about. There were some who were believers who had laid the foundation of all the things that the writer lists out in verse 1 of chapter 6. And he's saying, let's move on to maturity. It's time to move on. There's no need to lay again the foundation of repentance. Why? Because that's already happened.
Yeah.
And there's not going to be a better repentance that comes along. So let's move forward. You can't shrink back.
Mm-hmm.
You can't undo what God has done for you in Christ. Yeah. You can't shrink back. So your only option is to move forward. So get your butt in gear, move forward in Christ. So as far as the unforgivable sin is concerned, the only unforgivable sin is the rejection of Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And once you've received Christ, you have been saved completely. You have Christ living in you. He has an indestructible life. The only way you're going to lose your life is if he loses his. And guess what? He's not going to lose his life.
No, not at all. Thanks, Bob. Again, friends, we have open lines for you at 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel Live, 844-322-2742. We'd like to speak directly with you here at Basic Gospel.
Well, we have a question from B, who's watching us on YouTube, about Matthew 24, verses 9 through 14. It's talking about a tribulation event, and the real question is that for us? I mean, are we going to go through that tribulation? It's specifically what Jesus is talking about there in his Olivet discourse. And I to me, when you read it and you think about what happened to the nation of Israel between the time of Christ's sacrifice and the destruction of the temple, those are passages that really describe in detail what the nation of Israel was going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 40-year period, so if Jesus died in around 30 A.D. and then the destruction of the temple in 70 A.D., we see a single generation that has passed. And those that were with Jesus saw the destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus in the Old Testament prophesied a time that their age would come to an end. Well, what was that age? Well, it was the Old Covenant age. There was a covenant that went into place about 1,500 years before Christ through Moses. That was to be something between God and the people of Israel, and it was to be kind of a forerunner of this new covenant that would come into play at Christ's death. Well, when Christ came on the scene, they rejected Jesus, just as it had been prophesied and just as the nation of Israel had done with all the prophets before mm-hmm. Jesus came along. When he came there as the prophet that Moses talked about, and as the anointed one, as the Messiah, as the king, all of those things that the Old Testament prophesied about Jesus, they rejected. And in their rejection was this judgment and the end of an age and the destruction of the temple. And with that, there was a sending forth of this new covenant out there in the world. So I think much of what Jesus is talking about in Matthew 24 has already been fulfilled in that period between his death and the destruction of the temple.
That's a very interesting study. And Bob, thank you for those thoughts. Again, friends, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. And as we approach the end of our fiscal year, exciting things are happening here at Basic Gospel. For one thing, our Matching Gift Challenge, which is called the Good News Matching Gift Challenge. Bob, share with our listeners again your thoughts as we approach the end of our fiscal year.
Well, we need your help. That's my thought. We need your help. We need it now. We need it urgently. And I'm just so grateful for a group of people that stepped up and said, we want to ignite some giving in the last 2 months of this year with the coronavirus, with all that's going on out there in the world. Giving has drastically decreased across the board.
Yeah.
We saw a big, huge decrease in March. We fought back. Many people stepped up to the plate in April. May has taken another dip, and we need an uptick. So this is critical. This is an urgent need that we're talking about, and we're grateful for this group of people who said, hey, we're going to commit some dollars to ignite some giving these last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we're striking the match, and we hope it ignites a fire in your heart to give generously, knowing that your gift is going to have twice the impact. It's going to be multiplied. And talk about excitement. That's exciting to think.
Say, yeah.
If I gave 100, that's like giving 200. And what does that mean? Well, it's dollars coming in. It's dollars that are used to buy airtime, mm-hmm. to buy time through our different internet partners and that sort of thing. But here's what it means. It means more people get to hear the good news concerning Jesus Christ. So you're investing in the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to transform human hearts.
Yes.
That's what you're investing in. So to have twice the impact, meaning that you can get this gospel message to more people, I can't think of a better deal than that. So give generously, give today, give with a sense of urgency in your heart that we want to take advantage of this unprecedented opportunity to tell the world that Jesus is alive.
Again, we'll be giving the ways that you can give as we close the program in just a couple of minutes. But Bob, in the meantime, this question from Jerry, who writes to us from Ardmore, Oklahoma. She'd like to know that, after the rapture, will the ones left on earth be able to have a second chance to follow Jesus, or will it be too late?
Well, there's only one passage in the scripture that we need to really talk about, and that's in the book of Hebrews chapter 9. It says, a person dies. When a person dies, then comes the judgment.
Yes.
So as long as a person has breath, there's an opportunity to receive the Lord. So we have to recognize that there's going to be an ultimate judgment. I think that's at the coming of the Lord, when we who are in Christ are going to be raised and be with him forever. And then those who died lost, died dead in trespasses and sins, they're going to be raised to eternal judgment.
Yeah.
But as long as somebody has breath, there's always an opportunity for that person to confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in their hearts that God raised him from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean for us? Let's just keep telling people about Jesus. Let's keep putting that opportunity before folks all over this world, this opportunity for them to choose life by grace through faith in Jesus Christ.
Indeed, Bob, and thank you for that. And friends, I want to remind you also, as we begin the close of this particular program, that we stream live video to both Facebook and YouTube each day. We have a growing number of listener viewers that join us by that particular means, and you can find the links to Facebook and YouTube at the top of our homepage. That's basicgospel.net. We would love for you to join us. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. If you have Bible questions or life issues you'd like us to discuss, give us a call at 844-322-2742. Again, that number is 844-322-2742. As we've said before, this month of June is the end of our fiscal year, and we ask you to help us meet our $45,000 Good News Matching Gift Challenge with your most generous gift. Every dollar you give will be doubled. We've talked about it early in the broadcast, but let me quickly add that we also want to challenge you to take the journey. That, of course, is the journey through a 30-day devotional to help you build your solid foundation, your total, complete forgiveness in Jesus Christ. The devotional is called Forgiveness, and we want to send you a copy as you make your gift this month through Basic Gospel. Click Donate at BasicGospel.net. Again, that's BasicGospel.net, or mail your gift to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Again, that's 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back same time, same place, same station tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.